It's a piece called Mystery of a Street, composed for bass clarinet, accordion, and cello. I don't know if it's the only piece ever written for that combination, but it's there's certainly not a large repertoire for it. There's a painting by the Italian surrealist Giorgio di Chirico called Mystery and Melancholy of a Street, or maybe it's Melancholy and Mystery, I can't remember, that is actually sitting on the desktop of my computer. I love the painting. And it just shows a street with a couple of arcades intersecting, a little girl driving a hoop, an empty horse box, and the shadow of some giant man holding a staff peering around the corner. In other words, it's a very strange painting. And simultaneously, where I live and work, if I look out the window, there is a street going straight down from the window, which I came as I was working on this piece to associate very much with the Chirico painting. Now, the piece is not an illustration of either the painting or the street, but I know that somewhere in there, psychologically, these circumstances have affected the piece. So that's the title. I cut out the melancholy from the Chirico's piece because I don't think it's a particularly melancholy piece. I mean, other people will probably hear it otherwise. And it is dedicated to the memory of a friend and colleague, Arthur Seeley, who died very prematurely around about the time I was starting work on it. But at the same time, I don't think of it as an elegy. The process of putting together a 6-minute piece like that turned out to be a very difficult one. I think if it was a 24-minute piece, it would also have taken me 4 months. Because I kept finding that I was going off down side streets, so to speak, and the piece would kind of summon me back and say, "No, you can't go down there." And I would scrap everything I had done except the very beginning of the piece. And this process went on, and over the course of the 4 months, I filtered out all these excrescences and ended up with this very, I think, concentrated piece. And I found that process a very strange one, a very mysterious one. So it's another mystery of a street. My composing processes are very unpredictable. I've never been hugely systematic in the way I work. And sometimes I can write a quite long piece in a very short space of time. In this particular case, there was just something about the concentration over 6 minutes. And perhaps because I had recently been working on a much larger scale, there was a greater need to force myself to stay on course, as it were. So it was quite difficult piece to compose. It's a very weird process, the whole thing of composition, I must say. I've been doing it for 40-something years, and I've never quite worked out what's at play there. I think of it as a kind of collaboration. Even when you're not collaborating with something else, you're collaborating with the material. Your conscious mind is collaborating with your unconscious mind, and very often that collaboration is a refractory one. You're actually fighting against one another. And I thought of this piece in the end as a piece, when I had finished it, where I had been wrestling with very refractory material, but that material was really myself in a sense. So it's a kind of struggle, and out of that struggle comes something. That sounds, I think, except for one episode, a fairly peaceful and concentrated piece.